Anyone who came into his presence had to fall on their knees before him, and speak to him as if he were a god. And, in the manner of Oriental kings, he had several wives, among them the daughter of the Persian king Darius, which made him that king's rightful successor. For Alexander didn't wish to be seen as a foreign conqueror. His aim was to combine the wisdom and splendour of the East with the clear thinking and vitality of the Greeks, and so create something entirely new and wonderful. But this idea didn't please the Greeks and Macedonians at all. They were the conquerors, so they should be the masters. What was more, they were free men and used to their freedom. They weren't going to bow down to any man on earth, or, as they put it, lick any man's boots. His Greek friends and the soldiers became increasingly rebellious, and he was forced to send them home.